You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, we say hello to you on a summer day here in the capital city. It is Friday and a day away from great college basketball and 2 days away from the NFC and AFC championship games. Jimmy B and TC right here on the Big Talker 1700. My partner, are you ready to get this show underway?
Absolutely, Jim. Always ready to roll here. And a big Friday. Our football Fridays are down to a precious two for this football season, as we will cap it off with the AFC and NFC championship games. A lot going on the basketball scene we'll obviously get into today. So much different things to talk about, Jimmy B. We got Chris Andrews coming on here at about 4:20. We'll talk some Vegas numbers with him today. Coming up later in the show, had an opportunity earlier today to talk with Rick Brown, who has a new book out about the life of Chris Street. Obviously, today, the 25th anniversary of that. We've talked about it quite a bit this week and had an opportunity to talk with Rick. Real excited to play everybody that. Kevin Lehman will be by. We'll take a look at the Big Four basketball scene. We got our picks. It's a busy day, Jimmy B, and busy days are good. I like to be busy.
Yeah.
But then at 6, you're done. I still got another 4 hours to go, though, because I got high school basketball tonight.
And you know what? While I'm in the car, headed to whichever refreshment stand that I may decide to go to tonight to have dinner and watch basketball, I will listen to you. I will sample the world-famous Trent Condon play-by-play of high school basketball here on the Big Talker 1700.
World-famous, huh? I think you're overselling it just a little bit.
No, man. No? You're solid with what you do. No, I'm comfortable saying that.
All right. Well, it's very kind of you to say. Very kind of you to say. Well, Jimmy B, as we hit the 25th anniversary today of the passing of Chris Street, you know, we've talked about it a little bit, bits and pieces. I retold my story of that night and just hearing the news and just how devastating it was. And, Jim, you know, as I was talking with Ken throughout this week, it was he didn't really understand it, I don't think. It was just, if you weren't here, it's difficult to explain just how important.
Right.
Jim, this was more than just a basketball player. I mean, we've seen untimely deaths happen in sports. We've seen young college players, you know, be in accidents and pass away. But it was so much more than that. Chris Street embodied what it was like to be an Iowan, to grow up in our state during that time period. And it hits me especially hard because, I mean, this is just, it's right in my wheelhouse. It's what everybody where I was from. You watch Hawkeye basketball. That's what you talked about the next day. And he was an embodiment of that, a small-town kid. Went up and moved up to Indianola so he could play against some better competition at the 4A level. An all-state player, but he committed to Iowa. He committed because he saw those games like we did. You know, Rick Brown wrote a great story about that, about what really led him to Iowa was watching the games just like I did, just like kids across the state did throughout the 80s and 90s. It was the Hawkeye television network and watching those games. And he worked hard and he was tenacious and he didn't back down. But he did it all with a smile on his face. And it just, he was us. He was what we aspired to be. And that's why this is so devastating. That's why this is still a story 25 years later. That's why it's important to tell this story for the younger people that don't know who Chris Street was, for the older people that are still trying to heal those wounds, for people not just from a Hawkeye perspective, but everywhere, Cyclone fan, Bulldog fan, Panther fan, it doesn't matter because he embodied the state of Iowa. And that's why it's important to me 25 years later.
How has it hit you? Because obviously I wasn't here. With you telling me about everything, I understand now what he meant to the state and how important this story is. But it is 25 years. For you, as a Hawkeye fan, does it still seem like yesterday?
No. I mean, because it was such a different time. You know, I was
okay.
I was in middle school, you know. Mm-hmm. Some things that happened in adulthood, 9/11, a great example. Everybody remembers where they were when they heard the news in 9/11 that was old enough to remember it. And that, but I was in college at the time. So I was at least approaching adulthood. Some people, my mom included, probably say it took a little bit longer than that before I finally became an adult. But But that doesn't seem that long ago. And then you look and, well, you go back and it was 17 years ago. It'll be this, you know, 17 years ago coming up this September. That does seem like just yesterday. We're only talking an extra 8 years there. But I was in middle school. I was playing hoops. I didn't know. One of my favorite terms that you always get a kick out of. I didn't know my ass from my elbow. I was a dumb kid that didn't know a whole lot. So it does to me, because of my age, seem like a lifetime ago. That 25 years, you talk about a different part of your life. Absolutely, that was a part of it. But yeah, 25 years, it flies by. It doesn't seem like 25, but at least the period of my life, yeah, it does seem different. And it does seem to be two sides of it, I guess, is the way I'm going. I don't think I'm verbalizing it very well, Jimmy B.
No, you're doing fine, pal. Look, it's an emotional situation for you just to go back 25 years and recount how you felt at that time. I understand that aspect of it perfectly. And I hope that tomorrow when Iowa plays, I hope they play a good game against a top-notch Purdue team. And I hope that the outcome is in favor of the Hawks, although I think Purdue finds a way to win that game. Mm-hmm. They're just a better team. But you know how emotion can carry your ball club at certain times. And I'm assuming that, you know, even though these kids, gee, Trent, when he passed away, they weren't even alive, right? 25 years ago?
Right. No, you're exactly right.
Yeah, these players, they weren't even alive. So, but I'm sure that they have heard everything, just like how you have explained it to me and what it meant to the school and the state. So we shall see what we shall see tomorrow, and we'll see if Iowa has a pretty good ball game against a really, really good Purdue basketball team.
No, there's no doubt. That's an outstanding team that they're going to see, and you know, how they respond after that pathetic effort against Rutgers and letting guys go by. And it's becoming a recurring theme. If there's anything that could ignite the team and maybe light a fire, it's watching Chris Story play. I watched the way that guy played, what it meant to wear the Hawkeye uniform. And I do wonder, Jimmy B, as you look past now the last 25 years of Iowa basketball and take a big picture view. I've said before, you know, I've talked to Dr. Tom Davis during, you know, right around this time, quite a few times throughout the last, decade or so, and even longer than back. I think the first time I talked with him about this was maybe 10, 12 years ago, something like that. You know, it took a lot out of him. It took a lot out of him. Iowa basketball, it wasn't what it was under Lute Olson, winning Big Ten titles. They got to the Final Four in 1980. George Raveling recruited very well, but the teams, frankly, weren't very good compared to what people were used to. And then after Dr. Tom, after the initial surge, you know, we're talking a lot this week, big picture, about Fran McCaffrey and three NCAA tournaments in 8 years. And is that good enough for Iowa basketball? Dr. Tom, for many people, is kind of the benchmark. Well, remember, after he got his own classes in there, he only made the tournament 6 out of 10 years. And then Steve Alford made it 3 out of 8 years. And then Licklider was 0-for-3. Maybe this is what Iowa basketball is. It feels like the passing of Chris Street maybe changed just the perception and the direction over the last 25 years of Iowa basketball. And it hit something and maybe took something away that Iowa basketball can't get back. It's so different today, Jimmy B. I've told you the story of watching basketball, because it was the only sports on during the week, during the wintertime.
Right.
If you didn't have cable, it was watching Iowa basketball. Well, it's different today. There's 100 games on every night, and it's not just college basketball. It's so much more. And then in the non-conference, you can't even watch half the games. You have to, you got to stream them. You got to figure out that, or you got to buy this subscription. It's so much different than it once was. And Iowa basketball is different than it once was over these last 25 years.
I agree with you on that, and that's a very sound statement that you just made. The way that the college basketball landscape has changed with the advent of cable and satellite and everything else that we can do. You can watch on your device, on your phone, on your iPad, on your computer. It's amazing how it has transitioned into all of that, Trent. And so it is totally different than what it was then. So it's one of those things that progress is progress, whether if you like it or not. But it's just the way life is. It keeps evolving, and you just have to roll with the punches. Look, I think that and I can't wait to hear Rick Brown when you talk to him. I have read what he had written about Street, and it's a powerful read. It really is. And I encourage most people who are Hawk fans, and even if you're just a basketball fan in the state of Iowa, to sample what Rick has to say.
Going to be a busy show here today, Jimmy B. We got a lot going on. College basketball, NFL. Initial thoughts. We're going to make our picks later today.
Yeah.
What's going on with Tom Brady? I'm sure you've had probably a little bit more time than I have today. I'm not buying this at all. He shows up at the press conference today. He's wearing his pretty little red gloves. He's going up there with his stocking cap. I'm not buying this. He's fine. Do you really think there's a chance this guy isn't going to play on Sunday?
No, he's going to be in the lineup. They're going to call his name. He's not going to miss this game. Now, if he can't throw the football effectively, then you're going to see Brian Hoyer. But no, he is going to start. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I just find it interesting, Trent, because we have been through this before with Tom Brady in the playoffs. It seems like he gets his big toe hurt by kicking a football. He injures his pinky having dinner. Now it's his hand from practice and slamming it off a helmet. It's like he's on the injury list almost every year, and yet he shows up and performs at such a high level and leads his team to victory and then takes them to the Super Bowl once again. I don't expect anything different this coming Sunday.
Good, good. All right. So you're not buying this story at all. The injury aside, so Ken, you worked with Ken for a number of years. You know how it
yes.
is. Yes. He's been trying to sell me all week long that Jacksonville can win this game. And he's talking about the defense. I get it. It's a very talented defense. It is. They got, their cover corners as good as you're going to find. Defensive front, they can get to the quarterback. They can get a push in the middle along with the outside with Calais Campbell. They got the pieces. I get it. But it's not just slowing down New England. I think that's all it is. I don't see Jacksonville going into New England and holding them to 14 or less. I just can't envision that. How are they going to score? They scored last week against Pittsburgh. That's a broken Pittsburgh team. How do they do that in New England? It seems like a steep, steep hill to me. Can you buy it at all? There's a few people out there that are trying to sell Jacksonville. Can you buy it?
I can sort of buy it that people are on that Jacksonville bandwagon, and I get it about the defense. It's a stout defensive unit.
Yeah.
But they haven't played against Rob Gronkowski yet, the best tight end in NFL football. Mm-hmm. They haven't played against the best quarterback yet in Tom Brady. And I just cannot see how Blake Bortles against the New England defense, and don't be sitting here saying, folks, the New England defense isn't any good. Yes, it is good. It is a good defense. And they will be all over Blake Bortles, putting pressure on him. I just can't see them putting up 40 points again like they did in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. And I don't see New England turning the ball over the way that Pittsburgh did, Trent. I just can't see this happening.
Well, speaking of buying, we're going to be looking at what the people out in Vegas are buying next as it pertains to the point spreads. We go inside the numbers next with our good buddy Chris Andrews from the South Point Casino. He's the sportsbook director there. He will join us next as we will go to Vegas and get an inside scoop at those numbers. If Brady doesn't play, what does that do to the point spread? We'll get Chris's perspective on that and a whole lot more as we take you up until 6 o'clock here tonight. It's Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Sponsored by KFC. KFC's signature pot pie is filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken and veggies and topped with a golden flaky crust. All for just $3.99. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is now filling Des Moines area positions. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is hiring full-time merchandisers to provide high-quality merchandising support for Dr. Pepper Snapple Group brands to retail stores within an assigned territory. Apply online at dpsg.com/careers. That's dpsg.com/careers. Or click the link on their website. Join the Dr. Pepper team and receive a $500 sign-on bonus. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
I started Jones Landscaping because I love landscaping, not because I love paperwork. As my business grew, the paperwork piled up and I got stuck waiting for checks to come in. Invoice2Go has absolutely changed my business. Now instead of sending invoices at the end of an already long day, I do it right when the job is done. I can even get paid instantly using my free card reader. My company looks more professional, my customers are happier, and I spend more time doing what I love.
Take back your weekends and use Invoice2Go for easier invoicing and faster payment. Go to Invoice2Go.com/radio18 to start your free trial. Plus, for a limited time, get 50% off your subscription and a free credit card reader when you sign up. Spend less time worrying about paperwork and more time doing what you love. Try Invoice2Go.com today. That's Invoice2Go.com/radio18 or download the app now from the App Store.
As a poop emoji, I see a lot of crap out on the road. But if you get in a car and don't wear a seatbelt, you're being a real head. Buckle up and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Oh, yeah, a little Rolling Stones.
Hurry up and talk, Brinson. We don't have money to pay the fee if we let this thing play too long.
Oh, okay, fine. Turn it off then, because we don't have any money at all.
No,
so.
What are you doing? I know you want to listen to some Stones. You got to do that on your own time, though.
I just like that song. Chris Andrews is our guest. It's always great when we get Chris on from the South Point Casino. He's been a great friend of our show, and we like him a lot because he pays his money to say nice things about him. He's on the line right now on the Big Talker 1700. Hello, Chris.
I guess you guys got my last check, huh?
Yes, yes. And it cleared, most importantly.
It cleared. No, it must be from the South Point, not my personal account.
All right, Chris. There's been so much talk. I think I even saw where one odds-making casino was taking the Patriots-Jacksonville game off the board. Fill us in now on where the South Point is and how is all this mystery Tom Brady stuff playing out?
Well, you know, it's been all Jacksonville since last night, I could tell you that. I came in yesterday and we were at 9, and the deluge started, and it really has been nonstop ever since. You know, so we're down to 7 right now. We don't take things off the board, you know, certainly not a game like this. I heard the one outfit did do that, so I can't verify that. I don't know. But, you know, we're still taking action, but all the money's been on the under. The money's been on Jacksonville. We have a bunch of props that we put up just this morning, and they're all betting, well, under on anything that has to do with New England and, you know, that sort of thing, or anything that has to do with, you know, like the point spread or anything like that, they're betting on Jacksonville. So it's not just a rumor. We're getting real money to back the rumor. So, you know, we have to be pretty careful with what's going on here.
From your perspective, what is it? What are you looking for? Is there, you know, just waiting for confirmation from an Adam Schefter type, or are there more phone calls than that goes into it for you on the bookmaking side out there in Vegas? Because you got to know, if somebody gets information before you, they're going to come and try to pounce on that thing.
Yeah, you know, Trent, that's not that those days are gone. They're not. You know, but in this day and age with the social media, you know, things happen pretty quickly. You know, they always said two people can keep a secret as long as one of them's dead. Well, there's a lot of guys out there who love to just tell you what they know. And it usually winds up on social media one way or the other. So, I mean, there might be guys that find out a few things before we do, but probably not many and probably not much information. And it's just not just us. It's, you know, probably the whole world that gets this information fairly quickly. You know, hang on. My daughter's calling me. I'm going to have to.
we do family business
new mother,
on
so
this
I'm
show.
Still hearing that kind of stuff. But anyway, you know, so there can be maybe a bet or two that comes in before you're aware of what's going on. But, you know, not too many. But right now we're aware of the situation. We're certainly monitoring it. And there's rumors around that, you know, both ways, that it's way worse than we thought. And another guy I heard say that it's probably not as bad as we think, that it's going to be okay. He's seen a doctor, and it won't impact his passing and that sort of thing. So, you know, right now, I try to be as, you know, objective as possible and kind of let the money speak for itself. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, because other than that, I'm not sure what's true and what isn't. So I'm just letting the money speak and going from there. And if we find out something a little more concrete, we'll react accordingly.
Chris Andrews is our guest, South Point Casino. Great place to go and hang out and have a good time in Las Vegas. Chris, let's go to the other game then. And the Vikings and the Eagles. We're kind of like in Vikings territory here. There's Yep. a lot of fans around Des Moines that listen to the show and listen to you. Are they overhyping the opportunity to play the Super Bowl and for the first time ever have a home team that is hosting the Super Bowl play in the game? Is Philadelphia getting 3 points the play or not?
I kind of like Philadelphia. Me personally, I think the fact that the Vikings could essentially play a home game that really doesn't matter to me. And to tell you the truth, most bettors, I don't think it matters to, at least the ones here in Las Vegas. I like Philly because I just think it's a very complete team. And as great as Carson Wentz was, which I think he was terrific and probably without the injury, I think would have been MVP, may still wind up with it, who knows. But I think that really part of the success of the Eagles, it goes beyond Carson Wentz, and really the fact that they have a very complete team offensively and defensively. Excuse me. And I think that Foles, you know, as long as he doesn't do anything, you know, to make a big mistake or anything like that, I think we'll be just fine in this game. And I think we'll do well. Well enough to win, I'm not sure, but I think that the Vikings at -3 was really a very good number, and as far as a betting number, and I just thought maybe we were overreacting a little bit to the fact that Wentz won't be there. And you know, the Vikings certainly did look pretty good, you know, until like maybe the last 4 minutes of the game when anything could have happened there. But yeah, I think the Eagles are probably the right side, but I wouldn't go crazy either way. I think it's going to be a really, really good game.
I'm with you there. I think we got a chance to have a pretty good one here. Two really good defensive teams, and the continued speculation. We saw guys falling down last Saturday with Atlanta in town, including the final play of the game, for all intents and purposes, with Julio Jones falling down, getting back up, jumping, but he mistimes his jump. How does that play? Is that more of something that you guys maybe look at when you're putting together the total, which is very low right now, what, 38 and a half, something like that? Is that more when you're looking at field conditions where it usually probably plays deeper into?
Yeah, there's so many things that go into making a total. I mean, a lot of it is math-oriented, but also a lot is going to be just very subjective. You know, and I think that when you look at a game like this, I think you have to feel, you know, probably Philly's going to go in there and try not to lose the game, number one. So probably going to have a pretty conservative game plan. Well, I think that plays into the Vikings' hands pretty well. I don't think that gives the Vikings an advantage, but I think Zimmer certainly is a very defensive-oriented coach, and if he sees the Eagles playing that way, I think he'll probably want to play that way too. Now, we're up to 38.5. Now, we opened at 39. We were down to 38 and back to 38.5. I'm looking at we opened at actually 39.5. But I think it tells you either way it's going to be a pretty low-scoring game. The only thing I'll say about that, some of these games do sneak over late in the game with some kind of fluke play. So it's pretty low, but, of course, it can stay low. I think it's going to be a very conservative game plan by both of them. And I think if you do bet over, you're going to have to get lucky along the way and have you know, maybe a punt return or an interception return or some kind of crazy touchdown or something like that to put it over.
Chris Andrews is our guest from the South Point Casino right here on the Big Talker 1700. All right, Chris, I'm real curious about this now. When you get all of your data and information, and then you come out with that, and then you state it, and then you get something like the Brady injury, how do you go about then resetting your lines? Is it a committee? Do you do it by yourself? Do you have logarithms that you use? How do you go about that? I'm just real curious.
Well, this one's there's no algorithms really to predict what we're going to do without Brady. You know, we don't know what Hoyer's going to be like, and I don't know how we predict how much lying Bill Belichick's doing, because that would you'd be a genius if you could market that one. So really, you have to kind of go by feel. Now, I really have a very good crew here, and we have all these props and all that. And I always tell these guys, you know, do your job. And they have to make a lot of decisions on their own. They usually, you know, keep me posted as to what their decisions were. But as far as, like, the game itself, that pretty much falls on me. You know, I have to make that final call, whether we're stay at 7.5 or go to 7, move the money line, move the total. You know, like I said, that pretty much falls on me, and I need just my guys to, you know, if they do something, they have to keep me informed as to what it was. You know, and but there's no real science to it, Jim. You really just got to, you know, kind of play it by ear, and a lot of it is feel and experience and that sort of thing. And God knows we make plenty of mistakes all the time, but, you know, you just kind of take all those experiences and put them together and make the best decisions possible. They're far from perfect, But I'm usually able to at least justify what they were, win or lose.
How about this weekend with teasers? Is that going to be more weekend plays you're going to see in there? And has there been kind of one specialty one that seems like everybody's jumping aboard this week?
Well, before yesterday, I would have said it was the Patriot teasers. You know,
yeah,
now
yeah.
Not quite so much. Now they're playing more Jacksonville teasers because they think that the game has a much better chance of being low scoring. And if Brady does play, I think guys are kind of imagining that it'll be a relatively conservative game plan. I'm not sure that's true myself, but you know that's the way guys are looking at it. And as far as teasing on the Eagles Vikings game, most of them are on the underdog. They're teasing the Eagles up to 9 or as much as 10 points. Again, thinking it's going to be a low-scoring game. If you can, you know, grab those extra points in that one, probably the Eagles have a little bit of an advantage. And you know, I kind of see that. And you know, we put up. There's not much we could do, you know, as far as like booking teasers. You know, you got to hope to beat them. And you know, naturally, when you have a full schedule of games, you know, guys going to bet almost all the games, and you have a decent chance of winning, you know, 25% of them. Which will keep you in good shape. This one, we don't have that luxury. It's going to be two games, and you know, if it falls in the middle and all the teasers win, well, we're probably not going to do that great. But we do have some point spread props and total props because we let you tease the totals too. Yeah, so we have some props like that where we try to offset some of the teaser action. But that can be a real challenge. You know, the teasers certainly get a lot more play than the props. You know, but we stick them out there and. Hope to get a little bit of money back the other way, but it doesn't always work as according to plan.
Do you have like a couple of props you could like enlighten us on something? Like I know there's all kinds of prop bets on Super Bowl, the length of the national anthem. Goes on and on and on. What do you got?
We don't get that crazy for these playoff games. That's you know, the media mostly loves those for the Super Bowl. We keep it a little bit more. I guess you'd call it generic, you know, but, you know, we got, I'm looking here at the, I just picked up the sheet for the Jacksonville Patriot game. You know, total receiving yards by Gronkowski. Total receiving yards by Danny Amendola. You know, receiving yards by Dede Westbrook or Marquise Lee. Rushing yardage by Deion Lewis or Leonard Fournette. You know, total touchdown passes in the game by Bortles. You know, passing, or I left all the Brady stuff off. You know, I don't know what to do with it at this point. You know, if I find out conclusively one or the other, I'll put some things up. You know, some things like that. So I have two receivers for each team, one running back for each team. I got over and under touchdowns for each quarterback other than Brady. You know, and kickers points and total points by each team, you know, first half and for the game and, you know, just the stuff that I think are pretty interesting, you know, but really more for the normal better. And then you get to the Super Bowl, that's when you get all that crazy stuff. But I got to tell you one thing that drives me nuts. You put up all that crazy stuff for the Super Bowl, and so many people just look at it and say, wow, that is really neat, and then don't pull any money out of their pocket to make a bet. You know, that drives me crazy.
Yeah, sounds like me. Sounds like something I would do. Yeah.
Well, a lot of guys do it. Yeah. You're not a Lone Ranger, Trent. You know, but you still would drive me nuts, but okay.
I usually drive you nuts when I'm out there. But we always have a good time at the South Point Casino. Our buddy Chris Andrews here with us. In terms of busyness this weekend, do you anticipate, you know, a bigger handle than normal, less? You got Jacksonville. You have three quarterbacks that are pretty ho-hum guys overall. In terms of handle, what are you expecting this weekend?
Yeah, but checking the figures are pretty good, you know. But yeah. It's funny how it works, Trent. You know, when you get a story, and we got a hell of a story this week with the Brady story. Mm-hmm. When you get a story, that does nothing but help the handle. Because a lot of guys think, you know, I got the inside scoop here. There's no way this is going to happen. And other guys are thinking, well, we know Belichick's full of it, and Brady's going to be just fine. And, you know, there's so anytime you get the story, especially around a key number, and we're down to 7 now with the game, you know, so that always brings about a lot of play. And then on the other game, we're on the, you know, the Vikings and Eagles are at 3, and we got all kind of point spread props like off the 3 and all. So like the 3 always brings out a lot of opinions too. So it's been kind of a little bit of a perfect storm, even though it's not like marquee matchups. I think we certainly would be pretty well off if it was Steelers and Patriots. And, you know, I don't know, the NFC, you know, I think I like this matchup myself. I think it's two really good teams, you know, but New Orleans was probably a little bit more of a public team. But, you know, one thing that's been kind of underrated, I mentioned on another radio show earlier today, these Minnesota fans come out in full force, you know, for the Vikings and the Twins both. We get a lot of people from that upper Midwest that really love the Vikings. So there's going to be plenty of money for the Vikings. And, of course, we got a lot of Philly people here in town, too. So I think both games are going to be pretty well bet. And, you know, so far the figures I've got show that it's maybe a little bit ahead of last year, but probably pretty close, which last year was terrific. So if we can match those, I'll be very happy.
Chris, it's always good, pal, when we catch up with you. Have a great weekend and enjoy all the action, and we'll be talking to you again. You know that.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'd love to talk Super Bowl with you guys. Sounds fantastic.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time today, Chris.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Good
Bye-bye.
Stuff. Chris Andrews, one of the best in the business, and just a great friend of the program, Jimmy B. Love talking with this guy. Figuring out what's going on with the numbers each and every time we have a chance with them. And good stuff out of Chris. So what did you learn, Jimmy B? What are you going to take away as you get ready for your picks here in a little over an hour?
Well, I learned that he kind of likes Philadelphia as the home dog in this. I learned that one. And he likes the under in the Patriots-Jags game. So I've got, you know, a couple of things that I'm going to have to ponder here in the next hour till we get to our selections.
So, we got 3-4 minutes left here this segment, Jimmy B. You know, every year we do our football picks. We pick five games every week. That's what we do. We pick the same five games every week. So it's a fun contest that we have. But when we get to the Super Bowl, don't we got to do a little something extra? You know, we just got two games this week. We're just picking the AFC and the NFC Championship games. We got to do something a little bit different, don't you think, for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, maybe we should, like, look at some of those prop bets as well. We could have some fun with those, and we could add that to the game. Like, we could do over-under. We could do how long the anthem is. Is it going to be heads or tails for the coin flip? You know, there's several things that you and I could get into to kind of spice it up a little bit.
Well, I bet on all those things every year, too, in the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl of football, and it's actually called the Super Bowl, but it's a Super Bowl of betting for your boy TC. I gotta jump on board with as much things as possible because football's going away. I found couple of fun prop bets. So,
okay,
do you ever watch Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Yeah. Okay, sure.
So you know his cousin Sal.
Yes, cousin Sal. Yeah,
he's been on ESPN for years. He's a big degenerate like my. So he's got a deal now with one of the online sports books at Bovada, and they put up his prop bets every week now in some goofy prop bets that he comes up with, some that are fun, some that are a little off the wall. So I'm going to throw these at you, Jimmy B. All right, you ready to roll?
Okay, I'm ready, pal. Go for it.
All right, first, what will be higher in the conference championship round? Combined misses from the kickers in Philadelphia, Kai Forbath and Jake Elliott, or combined interceptions from Case Keenum and Nick Foles?
It's supposed to be a decent day in Philadelphia. I checked the weather for both games. Reasonably decent for this time of the year. So I'm going to say the kickers will be reasonably accurate. I can see both QBs getting picked in that game. So I'll take the interceptions.
Well, you're going to have to lay a little money. Minus 250 is the prop for that one. And then Cousin Sal goes off the board. What happens first for Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick in 2018? They're engaged at 5-1 odds. They break up. That's plus 125. Or there's still December by December 31st. That's the favorite at December 31st. Jimmy B., where are you putting your hard-earned money?
My hard-earned money is that Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick make it big at Daytona 500. all night long while that race is going on, because she won't be in the car, and neither will Aaron Rodgers. Night, Aaron, all night.
That's not one of the props, Jimmy B. That's not one of the props. You're taking us you're taking us down a creepy road. Careful over there. Careful, my man. All right. We're due for a break. Well, coming up next, going to be talking with Rick Brown, the longtime scribe with the Des Moines Register on the Iowa beat for years and years. Knew Chris Street very well. His new book is out, and a chance to talk here on the 25th anniversary of his passing. Rick Brown joins me next on Jimmy B and TC.
First Light with Evan Hanning, every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school sports. Trek Hotted here. Join me Tuesdays with Tip-Off Tuesdays and Fridays on Fast Break Fridays here on 1700 KBGG. Play-by-play action with girls, boys, doubleheaders, and high school wrestling taking the airwaves during these cold winter months. It all culminates with the state wrestling tournament from Wells Fargo Arena, along with the girls and boys state basketball tournaments. Your home for high school sports in Central Iowa. 1700 KBGG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
This is Trent Condon from 1700 KBGG. If you average 6 hours or less of sleep, you're three times as likely to crash your car. Make zero fatalities your goal and stay alert behind the wheel.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
It's time for your daily dose of Hawkeye coverage on 1700 KBGG.
Welcome back once again, Jimmy B and TC. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. And an opportunity right now to talk to longtime Register writer Rick Brown, an all-timer here in the state. Rick, I grew up reading your pieces. In fact, had a couple sent my way over the last couple of days pertaining to Chris Street, including the day that he committed. As we sit here 25 years ago, the day that he passed away, for somebody from North Iowa, grew up a Hawkeye fan like myself, this day every single year hits me hard. But this one, because it's a 25-year anniversary, kind of one of those round numbers, seems like it's bigger. And you have your book coming out as well. So this one, I think, is really engulfing the state. Are you getting that read as well?
Yeah, I really am. And, you know, to be honest, Finn, it's probably the last big celebration we'll have with Chris. 25 years, that seems to be a magical number. And then people will still obviously remember him, you know, as long as they live. Or younger people will get to know him and learn about him. But, it's great that people are remembering him. And the way they're remembering him is special, I know, to the family.
It really is. And I've talked about my memories here of that fateful night and the way that it went down, just how different coverage was. For you, getting to know Chris, take us back to 25 years ago when you found out the news.
Yeah, I was at home, and I got a call from someone at the Register. I'll never forget this. I was standing in my kitchen when I answered the phone. I don't remember that. I don't know. But he said, yeah, I thought you'd want to know. We've heard that it's not confirmed yet, but we heard that Chris Street was killed in an automobile accident, and it just took my breath away. I said, no, come on, what, really? He says, yo, yeah. So I remember that Clinton was inaugurated as president the next day. And I know the Register, when I'd left work, the front page was all going to be Clinton being inaugurated. And they tore that baby up. And the headline, I'll never forget, Hawk star Chris Street killed. Quite a memory there, but one I'll never forget.
The new book by Rick Brown out. It is called Emotion in Motion, The Life and Legacy of Chris Street. So how did you get to this point? I know you've wrote a ton about Chris throughout the years. You've gotten to know the family. It's a story that I'm sure you wanted to tell. How did you get to the point, and how long did it take you to put this all together?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, because when I did research on it, I was surprised by how many stories I had done. But back in 2013, when they honored him with the 20th anniversary of his passing, Mike and Patty Street, his parents, approached me about writing a book about their son. And actually, they approached me before the anniversary, and I said, you know, I'm honored that you asked me, and I would love to do it. I would have a real passion for doing it, but just right now with my commitments at the Register, I don't know when I'll have time. So as I talked to people for 20th anniversary stories, I would also tell them, hey, I'm also going to work on a book, and would double down on the interview there. But I left at the Register in December of 2015. There's another book project I had to finish in 16. And then early in the year, I just told him, early last year, I told Mike and Patty, let's get this done. So I dived into it probably in February and finished it up. Actually, it went pretty quick. So that's how it all got going.
Rick, going back to him, I guess the fourth story you read. So my buddy's got a subscription to newspapers.com, and he sends me all kinds of your old articles and things that he sent me when he knew I was going to talk with you today. The article from when he committed before his junior season, something that back then in the late 80s, early 90s, we didn't see a whole lot. It was the earliest commitment that I would ever got in basketball. Kind of different than it is today, but tell us about that story, writing that story and your first time talking with Chris Street.
Yeah, I was covering the girls' state softball tournament at Fort Dodge. I was in my hotel room, and the phone rings, and I answered, and he goes, "Hey, this is Mike Street." I said, "Hi." He says, "Say, my son, Christopher, just committed to Iowa, and so we give you a call." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "What grade's it? He's going to be what? He's going to be a junior, but they offered and he accepted it." So he said, "Here's Christopher." And that's the first time we talked to him. Man, what a friendly, engaging young man. And, you know, you leave a conversation sometimes with people, Trent, thinking, man, I'd like to talk to them again. Well, luckily I got a lot of chances to talk to him. But so that was my first encounter with him, one of many over the years.
Gregarious. He was everything that... Rick, I grew up a terrible basketball player. I dreamed of playing for the Hawkeyes. I knew it was never going to happen. In the 80s, it was a different time period. It was so different with the syndicated games. We didn't have cable growing up, so Thursday nights, that was my hope to watch sports during the week. It was when the Hawkeye Hoopsters were on. And Iowa basketball, what it meant, as you were writing about it and what it is today, the environment is just so different. And is that another reason that this death continues to resonate 25 years later and just... what Iowa basketball once was?
I think you hit on something there, because I read about this in the book, Trent, that Chris Street is a child of the Iowa Television Network, the old network. They in Humiston, where he grew up, before they moved to Indianola before his sophomore year, the families would get together and watch Iowa basketball games. Mm-hmm. And Chris was glued to the tube and said, I'm going to play for the Hawkeyes. And they used to joke with him, "Come on, Street. Kids from Humiston, Iowa, don't play for the Hawkeyes." He told him, "I'm going to do it." And, you know, over the years, I think a lot of people became so attached to those players through this network that the ones who at least watch him play still feel that connection today.
Yeah, it's what really made me a sports fan was Iowa basketball and Chris Street, a big part of that. Rick, I've talked this week about my own story. You told us a little bit about where you were and when the news came down. It struck a chord, though, just not here at the local level, you know, Eastern Iowa, Central Iowa, wherever. But it was a national story as well. Last game against Duke, I'm sure that played a part of it here. But we're talking about a player. For people, maybe some younger people that are listening out there, just explain him at the top of the press, waving those arms. It was so great to see just the kind of player he was on the court.
Yeah, he had tremendous length, a big wingspan, and Coach Tom Davis liked to play full court pressure defense and made it tough on you inbounds the ball. And Chris was at the front of that, harassing the inbounds defenders and making it hard for them to get the ball going in the right direction. But he also, the rest of his game was really coming on. He was picking up the perimeter jump shot, and he was getting better and better at putting the ball on the floor and taking it to the hole. His game was just coming on like gangbusters when he left us. It's sad. Well, it's sad for so many reasons, but from a basketball perspective, it's sad that we never got to see what his game would have turned into, because I think it would have been special.
Yeah, the shot, you saw some improvements out of that. He was able to step out, start to hit some three-pointers during his sophomore year, and just really the complete repertoire, and we were never able to see that. Well, Rick, as the book is out now, Motion in Motion, let people know where they can pick up the book and where they can find it. I know I am very much looking forward to getting my hands on this, and I'll probably plow through it very quickly. Where can people go to get the book?
Right now you can get it at online at Street Sports Apparel, streetsportsapparel.com. And it's also will be, if it's not in now, it will be soon at Black and Gold stores across the then it'll be distributed later, further out. We just want to do a soft release and get it out to people as fast as we could.
So with that, Rick, tomorrow you're already in Iowa City getting ready for tomorrow as they're going to honor Chris Street. Family's going to be in there. And just an overview of what is going to be happening, some of his teammates going to be there, of what you're going to see tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to – I know they've – Chris Ruth, who, if anyone follows him on Twitter, has seen the tremendous videos he's done with Iowa football. Well, he has done a video on Chris, and it will be – I guarantee it will be really good. They're going to play that to start off the ceremony, and then they're going to during the game, they're going to have – interviews with his former teammates and Chris Street Award winners during timeouts, and then the video I spoke of will lead off the halftime festivities, and then they will introduce his former teammates, the former Chris Street Award winners in attendance, and then I believe right now Gary Close, the man who recruited him, a longtime Dr. Tom assistant, is scheduled to be there, as is Coach Davis, and then Chris's parents, Mike and Patty. So it'll be a special emotional halftime for sure.
You speak of Dr. Tom, Rick, and we know how the tenure ended, Sweet 16 appearance, but there was a big gap in between there. You know, there's a lot of speculation. I've talked to Dr. Tom around this time period a couple of times in the past, and you know, when he talks about Chris, it seems like a piece of him also passed away with him. Just the difficult nature. I know he did the foreword to the book and what that did to Iowa basketball and what it took away maybe from Dr. Tom.
Yeah, you know, the best thing about that, well, there are a lot of good things about Dr. Tom, but the best thing is, I think, the way he kept that program afloat after Chris's loss. People who were involved said he was incredible, what an incredible leader he was to keep everyone going. I'm sure he went home and it was very tough on him. He changed the way he coached, and he changed the way he approached student athletes and dealt with them. I think that he would be the first to tell you that. And he would also tell you that at the honest of times, he gets very emotional about Chris still to this day, 25 years later. He still coached with a passion. I don't know if it took a big part out of him, but it sure changed his perspective on how he coached.
Rick Brown joining us, his new book out, Emotion in Motion, The Life and Legacy of Chris Street. 25 years ago, Iowa basketball, it's different in terms of media. As you know, Rick, it's just different overall what Iowa basketball is. And well, let's take a look to this team while we got a couple moments. Disappointing effort against Rutgers. I hope Fran McCaffrey's been showing some highlights at Chris Street and showing the passion that you need to play with in the game, because it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of passion on the floor right now with the Hawks.
Yeah, that's I would have to agree with you there. The passion and the toughness seem to be missing, and I don't, you know, toughness you can't create. Maybe it's not there, but, you know, this is the team that is all back minus Peter Jock and won several games when Peter was injured. So, you know, they've got the ability. It's, you know, it starts, I think, on the defensive end. They have not played cohesively on defense, and that carries over to the offense. And then it's just hard for them because it seems like every team goes on a run against them. And They can't combat that either with a series of defensive stops or being able to get the offense scoring to create the opportunities to stop the runs. And we've all seen it before in sports. When you start losing and you lose that edge, it's hard to get it back. So this team is really going to have to dig deep and try to find its way for the rest of the season, because basically, you know, they're probably playing for next season now.
Yeah,
there's no reward at the end of this season, unless we're in a miracle in the Big Ten tournament.
Rick, I thought this was an NCAA tournament team. My partner in the noon to two, Ken Miller, thought they were a tournament team. Jimmy B thought they were a tournament team. Every local scribe thought they were a tournament team. What did we miss?
Yeah, well, I think one thing we missed was you look on the previous four teams in Iowa. They all had a senior leader who was a first-team All-Big Ten player. It's been four in a row, Peter Jock, Jared Utoff, Aaron White, and then Devin Marble was the first. They don't have that. They don't have a senior leader. All the minutes are pretty much sophomores and freshmen.
Yeah.
So there's really no guy to get them unified and get them in order and t- tell them, this is, we're gonna do this now. It's like everyone's looking to someone else to do it. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's something we missed. But I, you know, I thought they would be a borderline tournament team. I thought they would, because they, you know, they played in the NIT last year, lost just Peter, and it just hasn't happened.
So who is that guy? Who can take it? Because you look at the roster right now. They're nice kids. You know, Jordan Bohannon, I don't see him grabbing somebody by the jersey and pulling him away and hollering, this is the way we do things. Who can grow into that leadership role?
Well, I think Tyler Cook is the guy who maybe needs to do it because he's an emphasis on the offense and he's the ball goes through him on offense. And another guy, might surprise people. I think Luca Garza has that potential because he's a leader through his play. And sometimes if you don't do it with words, you can still do it with action. You look at him down the stretch in that Illinois game, they were following his lead.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to do something like that on a consistent basis.
Rick Brown, appreciate it. Rick, longtime scribe here with the Des Moines Register, and his new book is out right now, The Life and Legacy of Chris Street, Emotion in Motion. Thanks as always for your time, Rick. Good catching up, and let's do this a little more often, and hopefully we can talk about maybe a basketball team with a few wins underneath their belt.
It'd be fine with me. Good talking to you, Trent.
Thanks, Rick. There he is, Rick Brown, the reporter and columnist for the Des Moines Register for 37 years, Iowa Sports Writer of the Year 11 times, and the new book out right now. Can't wait to get my hands on that one. You've heard me talk about it this week, the importance of Chris Street, just what he meant to me as an Iowan growing up in this state. The time period, it was kind of a perfect just turn of events and the way that it went out. And looking forward to watching Iowa tomorrow, seeing if maybe they can play like the legacy deserves for Chris Street. Love to see that. Good stuff out of Rick Brown. We'll come back here as we take you up until 6 o'clock. It's Jimmy B and TC.